Right, Gemara Shabbos. So, you know, when you every tzaddik that you're connected to, you always remain connected to that tzaddik, but you always have to be ma'isav ha'olich. So, so for New Year, so we'll learn a piece from a different sefer, you know, our Kedush Levi, our Chaim HaKadosh, other tzaddikim. So, the Chayz of Ublin. The Chayz of Ublin didn't have, we don't have a sefer from the Chayz of Ublin that he wrote, but there's a sefer Piskam and Kedishin that sort of organized and gathered from all the different Tzumak Doshim pieces from the Chayz of Ublin on the Parsha. So we'll learn a piece from the Chayz of Ublin, connect ourselves to the Tzaddik, and from there have a Lichtig Erev Shabbos, a Lichtig Erev Shabbos, Bez Hashem. So everyone knows the famous Rashi, right? Noichish Tzaddik, Tomei B'Doroisov, right? So Rashi brings down, he paraphrases from Gorn Sanhedrin, that Rashi says, it's a Machlokes, Yesh Darshan L'Shvach, some say in a positive way, some say in a negative way. L'shvach means that he was a tzaddik even in his generation. So can you imagine how great it would be in a different generation, in a better generation? But yesh darshan l'gnai, some say negatively that he was a tzaddik in his generation. But if he was, you put him with Avraham Avinu, loy hay nechshav l'klum, he would be considered nothing. So one of the obvious questions is, if you have the two options of going l'shvach or going l'gnai, why would you go to the negative? And also, if you're going to the negative, All you have to say is that he wouldn't be a tzaddik tamim, right? Tzaddik tamim, how you b'dayroisav? If it's not b'dayroisav, then the Rav Avraham Avinu wouldn't be tzaddik tamim. Rashi goes even further. Lo yhay nechshav l'klum, he would be considered nothing. Even for the diak of the pasuk, even for whatever reason you want to go negatively, why have to go that far? So he says like this. Mashu darshan Rav Seinu Zal. So when Chazal darshan milas b'dayroisav, the word b'dayroisav l'gnai in a negative way, Yeshlami Ritzainam, what it means is like this, both Pshatim are true. Both Pshatim are true. Shabem Esai L'Shvach, of course, even the negative is really a positive. What I mean? Kiim Shanoi Chai V'daitoi Kain. There's two different ways to interpret the Pasuk. The Pasuk comes down, Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Chai V'daitoi Raisav. Everyone hears that Pasuk. So how does everyone interpret it? Not Noach himself. Everyone else, how do they interpret it? Tzadik Chai V'daitoi Raisav. He's such a Tzadik even in this generation. Can you imagine how great we would be in a different generation? But Noach himself was the tzaddik. How does he interpret the pasuk? He himself interprets the pasuk with shiflas and nefesh and with humility. That what? Okay, but I'm a tzaddik in this generation. If I would be there from Avinu, I'd be nothing. Which is the greatest praise of Noach himself, that he's such a tzaddik that even when he gets good words from Hashem, he interprets it within himself in a negative way. Because those are the two different shatim. The shvach means how it's interpreted by other people towards Noach. And the gnai is how Noach himself interprets it for himself. Mashakar Oisa Yisbarach, the fact that Hashem calls him Tzadik B'dar Hazeh, who Davka B'dar Hazeh, Noach himself interprets it that it's only in this generation. Mashenkin, Amay B'dar Shalav Avraham Avinu, it wouldn't be considered anything. That's why Noach takes it himself even further. Not just I'm not Tzadik, it would be mamish nothing. V'nim Sahagnai, so this negative interpretation, Hayil Shvach, is in truth a praise, Shayishavu B'enav. That even when he was such a tzaddik, that even when he's given words of Hashem, which talk about how great he interpreted that through his own personal lens in a way that of shiflas and nefesh, in a way of humility. It's a klal by the Chayz of Ublin. His whole inyan was shiflas and nefesh and holding himself as mamish, being nothing. Later on, he said, there's a pshat they bring down just very quickly. It says in Pasuk by later at the end of the parsha where it goes through all the names of the children, you know, this person and begot this, how many, this one. So over there, one of the people, I can't remember who, but he had like a bunch of kids, and one, it says in Pasuk that the name of one child was Peleg, right? Kibiyom of Niflaga Aretz, and the reason why he's called Peleg, because the word Peleg means division, that's because it was in his time that the Dar HaFlaga took place. The Shem Achiv, and the name of his brother was Yoktan. So I asked the Chayz of Ublin, why does it give the explanation of the name Peleg, but it doesn't give the explanation of the name Yoktan? The answer is, he says like this, Al Shem Yoktan Leinemer Shom Tam. For the name Yoktan, he doesn't have to give a reason why. Ki Al Yoktan Ein Tzarech Tam. Because what does the word Yoktan mean? It comes to the word cotton. Of course that's the name of, that's a natural thing that your name should be Yoktan. You know, the question is, why is your name not Yoktan? So if your name is Peleg, I have to give you an explanation. But the name Yoktan is an explanation. That's how it is supposed to be. You're always supposed to feel small. So Chayz of Ublin, Bez Hashem. The Rabbanu should look at our smallness during the 6 days of the week. And talk and make us Kedoylam on Shabbos, Bez Hashem. V'yiskol Tzak V'rachim, and Erev Yemeinu Amen.